Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, barely made it back in here because I was out there during the break. Too much has happened. We're not going to get to the Joe Rogan interview today, even though it's on these topics. We'll maybe air it tomorrow. We'll see about that. But right now, we are taking your phone calls. John in Texas, then Tom in Missouri, then Paul Watson joins us with, again, news so big and so powerful, I don't even feel worthy. And I don't mean like I don't feel like a good enough person to put the info out. It's such a big responsibility to know this and then to see the average person doesn't even have an idea of what's going on when this is so serious. Paul Watson's article just went live. We'll put it on screen. He's joining us in the next segment. John in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Go ahead.
I grew up in the 1960s, Alex. I was in high school when all these riots broke out in the 60s. And in fact, I lived hour outside of Detroit when the Detroit riot broke out. And one of the things that we got out of those riots of the 1960s was the 1968 Gun Control Act. And one of the things they used to push it was that the black revolutionaries were easily able to order guns through the mail and stuff, and that was one of the selling points of it.
That's how they passed the 68 Gun Control Act.
And I'm seeing the same people back then that were working to start the riots, the communist revolutionaries funded by the tax-exempt foundations. They're the same people that probably in Ferguson. They're probably working in other cities right now trying to get things riled up as it is as we speak now.
That's right. We need to show how black riots were used in the 60s to restrict the Second Amendment. And you better believe that's the game plan now. And you won't hear any conservative media talking about the government and the Ford Foundation and the Justice Department. Only Drudge, Dare, linked to our article proving DOJ and communists are working with New Black Panthers to hijack Ferguson protests. Only Drudge will tell people that, other than Infowars.com. And this is totally scripted. It makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, so if riots break out in other cities, Alex, we know who's responsible for it, who's behind it, and what's going to come out of this. More gun control, more restrictions?
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. God bless you. By the way, Paul has his headline out. The headline's not hardcore enough. He's listening right now. Document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed Americans during full-scale riots in the U.S. That is super hardcore, but I can't think of something as super hardcore as the document itself. Civil disturbances, April 2014, released 2 days ago. Our listeners just sent it to us today. Approved for public release. Distribution is unlimited. Headquarters, Department of the Army, and it's how to process your Social Security numbers, where to shoot Americans who are unarmed, how to terrorize the public by killing the citizens, and then you wonder why the police following this manual. That's what you got to do courses on this to get the armored vehicles. Then you wonder why they fired at unarmed reporters. It's to terrorize the public, which actually they're lying to them. It only makes the public get more mad. This is so diabolical. We're going to get to Tom in Missouri as well during the interview with Paul Watson. I'm going to try to focus when we go to break, come back and get into all this. We need to red link this article on Infowars.com. It just went live. Everybody on Facebook needs to put this out to everyone you know. If you have a website, copy it to your website. Document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians. That's a quote. During full-scale riots, that's a quote. Training manual outlines sniper response during crowd control operations. Snipers to be used on peaceful demonstrators. And then Kurt Nemo didn't even know Paul was working on this. He simultaneously put his own article out. U.S. Army releases action plan for civil unrest during Ferguson riot. Additional effort to nullify Posse Comitatus. This is all getting crazy. Meanwhile, the globalists are literally throwing gas on the fire.
Mike Stinnerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London. I am holding in my hand, if you are a TV viewer, Civil Disturbances, April 2014, ATP 3-3933, headquarters, Department of the Army, released at army.mil 2 days ago. Approved for public release last Friday, released on Saturday. It details the use of lethal force with snipers of unarmed Americans during full-scale riots in the United States. Now, I've known for a long time they're training in what they call zombie wave attack. The public would get video of the Army and Marines training to mow down mainly rural people in John Deere caps, cowboy caps, overalls, you name it. We've been covering this for years. We even got video of it. Mowing down peaceful protesters in drills. I made films like Police State 2000 on the subject. So the last 4 or 5 years, they call it zombie attack training. You can look up Army trains to take on zombies. Marines trained to take on zombies. And so they just put some, you know, green paint on them or whatever and have them act like zombies and claim it's all a joke when really they're desensitizing and dehumanizing us to the military and practicing to mow down masses of people. And the larger zombie meme has been used to sell this idea. Then on July 17th, we did a special 29-minute report and an article detailing how the military was going to prime the pump with staged race war between blacks and whites for the civil unrest as a pretext to roll martial law out with a cover story, while the real internal training that's going on is to go after American gun owners, just like they claim it's for people in the 8th or 9th Ward who are looting in Katrina. Really, it's the high and dry areas, gun confiscations. So we understand this program, and we're showing the articles on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, look them up for yourself. Back in July, we detailed the same Army manual. Now it's been updated. The story is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We need you to get out to everybody you know. Paul Watson, I want to give you the floor to calmly walk through all of this in the segment we have right now. Because, again, a new listener, a new viewer just thinks, hey, you got people about to riot. You got looting going on. They got to maintain order. The armored vehicles have already been delivered. The Army practiced taking over all of St. Louis 2 years ago with regular Army. They began to announce their National Stabilization Force, NORTHCOM. This is scripted to get the military, the police, and the public to go along with it, to set the precedent, fighting with a bunch of Al Sharpton, Justice Department-run provocateurs. It's a simulated battle. It'll be real thugs getting shot, useful idiots, with the police to set the precedent for wider martial law. Paul Watson, A, do you concur with that analysis? B, let's get into your news article.
I do, Alex, and that's what I've been saying for years, and that's what I said on Thursday, I believe it was, when I put out a video saying that Ferguson was a trial balloon for this wider crackdown that they've been planning, which is why the militarization, the tactics that they used, are designed to inflame the tensions, because they've been preparing for and fostering these riots for years. And this is a new document out of the U.S. Army called Civil Disturbances. It was released, it was written in April 2014, released recently, approved for public release, distribution is unlimited. So whereas, you know, before we had to wait at least a couple of years until we saw this kind of stuff, now we've got it within 4 months. And it's basically a training manual for how the U.S. Army will deal with domestic disturbances and crowd control and civil unrest within the United States, again, within CONUS, the continental United States. The most shocking aspect of it, as you've mentioned, is a section entitled Lethal Response, which outlines how they would deal with, quote, crowd control of, quote, unarmed civilians. And the primary method of dealing with that, according to the U.S. Army's own document, ensure that target leaders or troublemakers are targeted. Exploit the psychological effects of an attack. This attack is a, quote, sniper response directed against unarmed civilians. Then under a separate heading entitled Small Arms Direct Fire, they say escalate gradually, starting with a small caliber single round and work up to a large caliber automatic. So they're talking about shooting unarmed civilians. It's important to stress that they have a, you know, this is a 132-page document. They've got a whole graduated response build-up to this. They're not going to just show up and start shooting people. But this is the ultimate. If the stuff hits the fan, this is what they're being directed to do. Sniper response against unarmed civilians. Then another chart called Escalation of Trauma Chart, figure 3-4. This outlines how they would deal with people using riot batons. And they've got three levels of trauma, gray, white, and patterned gray. The final one is, quote, deadly force, final target areas. So this is where they would whack people with a riot baton in order to cause the necessary injuries to incapacitate the target and cause, quote, serious bodily injury, shock, or death. Again, it's a graduated response. They're not going to start doing this immediately, but this is the be-all and end-all for dealing with unruly crowds. And they go through the different areas of the body which could cause death if somebody's whacked on the head with a riot baton, you know, back of the neck, spine, head, and solar plexus. So they've got actual charts directing US troops on how to take out Americans within the continental United States. And as you mentioned before, it's in line with previous military documents which say the same thing. They talk about using lethal force to deal with unruly crowds within the United States.
And I want to explain, they have engineered the deindustrialization, the power prices increasing, the food prices increasing, the collapse, just like they engineered the Arab Spring. We told people that a year before it happened. Google released the info that they organized it in Watford, England. And so they are using their computer systems to war game this, and all of humanity is under attack. So they are orchestrating the foundation-run New Black Panthers and the Al Sharpton FBI informants and others to go stir stuff up, then cause the clash so they can sell this idea. But remember, behind the scenes, 24/7, the main training is to take on gun owners. So once they're done crushing the inner city people, and using the welfare riots that are coming as the pretext, they will then go after everybody else, including the police and their pensions. This is the end of freedom in America. None of us should be going along with this. This is the coming out of the NSA, the coming out of the cell phone kill switches, the coming out of the surveillance, the coming out of the MRAPs and the sound cannons, right as they all get delivered and right as the St. Louis police and others were told, get ready for martial law in the last few months, Paul. We've seen a flurry of activity getting ready for this, and then right on time, this starts. This, and then now the family is out here with this, quote, celebrity medical examiner stirring it up, saying he was executed, and I've looked at it. There's no evidence of that. This is bad news, and then a lot of dumbed-down people go, why are you for the cops? Don't you want to have them burn everything down? This will destroy everybody. This is so stupid. But I tell you, Americans have killed 53 million babies and said they weren't human. So maybe we just deserve to live under this. I mean, it's just, if the public is so stupid and the police are dumb enough to shoot at reporters for no reason, maybe this is a country that's just done, Paul. I mean, I know the riots in your country, they allowed them to go on and provocateur a bunch of it and got caught to expand the police state. This is sick. Paul Watson.
Well, the key point that I emphasized was the fact that when the police were actually needed to deal with the looting, both on the first night and on the Friday night, they were completely AWOL, but they were out in force when it came to tear gassing Al Jazeera journalists and firing rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. Because remember, after the first night of looting, it was largely peaceful up until Friday night. Remember, I think it was on Thursday night, they had some of the police come out and walk with the demonstrators. So then everybody's thinking, oh, this is de-escalating because they've actually followed some semblance of common sense and withdrew the militarized goon squads pointing snipers at people. And this looks like it could be calming down. And immediately the next night, they're back out in force again. And again, it goes back to that militarized police state tactic only inflames tensions. It only encourages more violence from the crowd and from the other elements that have poured in, like the new Black Panthers, which, of course, the original Black Panthers have completely distanced themselves from this organization because it's proven to be militant, radicalized, and in some cases violent. And this guy Shabazz, this new Black Panther leader, was pictured working with the local police down there a couple of days ago, which is quite odd because at the very same time, the FBI put out a warning saying that the new Black Panthers were, quote, advocating violence against the police. And yet here's the leader of them coordinating with the police. You've got others writing incendiary messages on Facebook. And then, of course, you've got a history of new Black Panthers being outed as federal informants, like Richard Aoki, who was outed as an FBI informant in 2012. You've got communists down there who look like they're part of the violence throwing the Molotov cocktails. So as soon as those elements came in on Friday night, whereas before it was largely peaceful, then we saw the violence, which justified in the eyes of the authorities and the media the subsequent crackdown. So it's a symbiotic relationship. The militarized police state, the DHS, which of course is part of that with the contracts for the armored vehicles, they only benefit from more violence, and they sure got it as soon as these rogue elements arrived on Friday night.
Well, Paul, you have broken this down with absolute precision. I'm going to be back on the nightly news tonight trying to condense this down to 3 or 4 minutes so people have a short video they can send friends and family. But if this video we put out from this live show is an hour long, everyone should forward it to friends and family. This is a premeditated takeover. It's going to be made to look like it's just responding to current events. It's not. We have got to warn everybody now before it's too late and try to turn this around. You're a smart guy, Watson. I respect your view on things. I'm going to be thinking when the show ends here in a few minutes about what I can do to try to turn this around. Even if we can't turn it around, it's our moral responsibility too. Do you have any idea in your gut on ways to defuse this or stop it? Obviously reach out to the military and the police, but they're going to be getting attacked by real people, so how do you expect them not to respond? And then you got people in the police taking orders to escalate things, attacking reporters, arresting reporters in McDonald's, attacking our people. You can see how the training itself is designed to escalate things. So do you have any views on how we can turn this around?
I would encourage people to get behind a huge campaign, which is embryonic in some cases, but we've certainly seen it, to completely defund and eventually abolish the Department of Homeland Security, because that's where these local police departments are getting the grants to buy the armored vehicles, to buy the military-style weapons that are the tools of this militarized police state. So it's all emanating from the DHS, which of course was put in place to fight terrorists back after 9/11. Now it's harassing people with 6 carloads of DHS goons who go to somebody's house who owns a Land Rover, which might or might not violate the EPA's emission rules. So it's an.
Did you see the article about 2 girls fighting with paddles, rowboat paddles, in a front yard? So DHS and MRAP showed up. I mean, this is getting wild. And you just said it. Just like in Katrina, FEMA stood down, cut police communications to make it as bad as possible, to bring in the Army and gun confiscate. They got their funding roughly doubled for emergencies. So now, by making this as bad as possible, they can come in as the saviors, get even more funding, and legitimize the MRAPs, the helicopters, the drones, all of it, which is really being prepared for the American people.
Exactly. And I mean, a lot of people on the so-called right, conservatives, just don't realize it. They've been coddled into this belief that this is just a bunch of hoodlums, which granted, it's turning out to be that way because a lot of them have descended on the scene as criminal opportunists. But, you know, they had FPS, Homeland Security agents, guarding Tea Party and anti-IRS rallies earlier this year. So it's not just trained against, you know, poor black people in these minority communities. It's destined to be used against everyone. So we need to protect everybody's constitutional rights and, you know, try and reach out to those military people and the cops and say that this is going to be directed against their families in the future. And
well, America, a lot of them know that, Paul, but it's just incrementally rolled out, the warrantless blood checkpoints, the helicopters, the surveillance looking through the walls, the threat fusion centers, all the illegal NSA surveillance. The point is, the bad guys run the top of the pyramid. And so it doesn't matter how good the guys are at the bottom or the middle. This country's being converted into an authoritarian state. And now the Army would put in a public document that they're preparing to, quote, shoot peaceful people and to mow down crowds of peaceful people. The headline should be, Army prepares to legalize Kent State massacres. This is so sensational. Army manual prepares premeditated homicidal mass murder program. I mean, that's what this is, how to shoot unarmed people to create a psychological fear in the public. I mean, this is war crime stuff. This is war crimes under the Geneva Convention in a public document. We've known this has been going on behind the scenes for a while. But now it's in a public document, Paul Watson. So more coming out at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But again, this is pointed at America. The globalists want the pension funds. They want the banks. They want the rural property. This is Agenda 21. But how do you think they would get the military ready to take over America? They would have a simulant, a crisis, a pretext, a cover story, a bunch of, you know, rioting gangbangers who just want an excuse to have thug life writ large, Grand Theft Auto. And now here it is. Absolutely scripted, right on time. We predicted it. In everyone's face. We'll cover it more tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Paul Joseph Watson, anything else?
No, I mean, it's just pathetic, Alex. America was the powerhouse of the 20th century, you know, because it helped defeat the Nazis. And you think of the U.S. Army and Iwo Jima and all those iconic images. And now they're pointing sniper rifles at journalists. I mean, this is pathetic. America's crumbling into a banana republic, and it was so respected and adored and admired for the entirety of the 20th century, and now look at what it's turning into. It's a banana republic, and it's saddening to witness.
And the same thing's happening in England and in Europe and Australia. It is the same formula of organized crisis and a takeover. Hopefully we're smart enough to see what's happening. We're smart enough to turn this around before it completely degenerates. Paul Joseph Watson, your article is red linked, the top of InfoWars.com. Again, listeners, retweet it from Real Alex Jones. Retweet it from Prison Planet Live. Take this video of this live show. Send out to everyone you know. We'll get it posted tonight early to InfoWars.com so that everyone understands this is the orchestrated incremental rollout of a permanent martial law state. Thank you so much, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
And thank you to our great crew doing an amazing job today. And thank you to all of you out there for your prayers and your support in these dangerous times. Tom in Missouri, and then Billy. Two final calls quickly. Tom, former Navy. Then we have a military police officer, Billy, I really want to talk to. Tom, fast, go.
Alex, hey, I was in Ferguson this weekend. Well, the feds are running this deal. I've got pictures of their mobile command center down there at the Target parking lot. And no one's reporting on it. All the news agencies are right there, and they act like this isn't going on. There's a great big gray freight liner, unmarked mobile command center down there. There was a meeting out there about 12 o'clock on Saturday with probably 75 individuals, none of them in uniforms. And then when the one guy was walking away, I did get a picture of one FBI logo on there. They're running the show. It's not the local cops.
Oh, they've been running it day one. Well, we're aware of that command center. We're aware the feds are running it. It's important we send the reporters back there at the Target parking lot to show that. Sir, send us your photos and everybody else's news tips to showtips at InfoWars.com with the authorization to repost it and details so we get our info right, okay?
Biggs has it. I sent it over to him, but I'll resend it.
Well, he's been on airplanes and totally overwhelmed and has lost 20 pounds. So, yeah, just send it to everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. Billy in California, you're our tail gunner here as we end the live show of military police.
Hey, Alex, you're right on point with everything you've been talking about. The feds have been running this from the beginning. They're starting it up in L.A. They're starting it up in Tennessee. It's going to be on in the neighborhood coming near you soon. So, you know what, you're right on point. They just want to bring in the MRAPs and bring in the full auto weapons and start the war. That's what they want.
And then Obama will pose as the savior trying to fix it and telling us if we're more politically correct, this will all stop.
Exactly. And you know what? I've heard kind of a biblical note sometimes, and you're right on point. We haven't humbled ourselves. We haven't looked for God, and our land will not be healed. It's going to go into ruin, just like it says, and that's where it's going.
Wow, I could talk to you for an hour. I'm sorry we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. I'll try to get to you quicker. Okay, Billy?
Thanks, Alex.
All right, great job, crew. Again, I'm humbled even to be on the air covering all this. But we've predicted it. It's not hard to predict it when you know the game plan. They're playing everybody off against each other. We do not need any terrorism, I'll tell you that right now, but they're going to stage it and blame it on us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've got it. Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
How do you bring a republic down? It's been so wealthy and has the largest military in the world. You do it by deception. You do it by subterfuge, by manipulation, by balkanization. And that's now happened here. All, quote, sides have legitimate beefs with each other. But I have the FBI crime statistics right here. From the Justice Department, crime in the United States 2012. That's the latest year to be out. And it goes over the black-on-white crime numbers here versus black-on-black. And you can see those numbers for yourself if you're a TV viewer. But for every 193 black people that are killed by a white person, 2,412 are killed by a black person. Again, for every 193 blacks killed by a white, 2,412 are killed by a black. And you can go through these race by race. You want us to show you the black on white numbers? Depending on how you slice it, it is orders of magnitude higher black on white. And that's because it is promoted by the Democratic Party and by the new Black Panther Party and others publicly. The Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party leader in Houston, is famously in the paper. We've had him on the show saying, don't go rob and loot or mug in black areas. Go to white areas and do it to them. That's a legitimate form of protest. You know, it's funny, then I'd have that same person thank me when the CPS is trying to take a black man's and a black lady's four children because he basically lives in an unair-conditioned little wood house. One part of it, then he did get in air conditioning. And he was a good father and a good mother, and the guy mowed yards and worked hard, and a lot of people got raised like that just 50, 60 years ago. Is it illegal to be poor? I came to that fellow's aid. And the black community was like, why are you helping us? We can't believe it. Look, I care about everybody. When the state comes after you and oppresses you, hey, that can happen to me as well. And do blacks get profiled? Do blacks basically get put into the system easier than whites or others? Undoubtedly. I don't like the fact that the illegal aliens can drink and drive and get bank accounts without IDs and fly without IDs. I don't dislike Hispanics. Most Hispanics don't get to do that if they're citizens. I'm upset that the system can pick and choose who they want to go after. But regardless, there is a major racism movement in the black community against white people and others. And you've got black entertainment television, and you've got movies like Django Unchained. And you have got it being sold in the media as kosher, as cute, to be anti-white. Just like it's sold with La Raza, the race, to have Hispanics in a racial group. How does the government segregate prisons? Black, white, Hispanic. And if it's in an area like San Francisco, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. And everybody gets put into a gang. And you've got to join a gang when you go to prison if you don't want to get shanked, if you don't want to get raped, if you don't want to get robbed, if you don't want to get stabbed, if you don't want to get beat up. And they're doing that to all of America, trying to force us into a gang right now. And I've actually had people on the street come up to me this weekend because I was downtown a lot. I went to the citywide garage sale to try to find some cheap art to hang on the walls. And I had multiple people come up to me, black and white, and say, we really like your show, but I think it's time for you to choose a side. I had black folks tell me, I like your show, but let's do it for years, but you know, you need to decide which side you're going to be on. And then separately, hours later, I had white people say, hey, I'm not racist, but I'm sick of people attacking me because I'm white. And you know, the police are doing what they need to. These are a bunch of racist thugs, Alex. And, you know, why are you all over the map? I'm trying to stop this from happening. I don't want to be forced into a group. I want to be part of a group that promotes liberty, private property, freedom, and prosperity. I want to stop abortion of 52% of black people. I don't like the fact that 26% of white people aren't even born. I don't want to abort Hispanic babies, black babies, or white babies because they're all babies. I have empathy for a black baby just like I have it for a white baby. But I tell you, I get upset whenever I see people I know. They're in Ferguson, black leaders coming over to the camera and saying, why aren't you saying it's black people being attacked, InfoWars? Because it's all of our rights being attacked. When the cops fire at reporters who aren't doing anything wrong and arrest Washington Post reporters who are in McDonald's, They are attacking their own future, their own safety net. We're all in this together. I realize the globalists are on the outside manipulating this entire thing, playing us like we're fools. And the Justice Department, the proof is up on Infowars.com. People need to put this out on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Nation of Islam and New Black Panthers directing violent protests in Ferguson. Again, I've had Louis Farrakhan plug me on air and say, Alex Jones warned the government. You try to confiscate our guns, it's going to cause a civil war. And he agreed, we don't need that. But then separately, and I don't expect Louis Farrakhan runs the whole organization, because believe me, I got great reporters and I can't control what they do. It's just part of free will. But he needs to call for calm. Because we've got proof in this article that the Nation of Islam is in there stirring up violence. At least the leaders there. DOJ, communist, New Black Panthers hijack Ferguson protest. And again, I've drawn my line in the sand. They're going to use the civil unrest and what's happening to try to bring in martial law nationwide, as I've been saying. And they're already dubbing this in the AP, you name it, as a coming race war. And you're going to have a whole new age of political correctness to prove that whites aren't racist. You've got to do A, B, and C. And we need more government funding to the inner cities and more blah, 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 which won't help the people in the inner cities. Government help from LBJ, the Klan member, on record, is what did this to the greatest extent to the black community. The black community was 150 degrees different. They weren't perfect, so they weren't a 180. But I'd say they were 150 degrees different. In many metrics and studies, lower crime rates than black than the white neighborhoods in the 50s. Total difference today. Highest crime rate, undoubtedly black neighborhoods, period. Killing each other. And the government shipped drugs into those areas and did all sorts of psyops. So that's my point. It's still a real threat. This racism that's been simmering and breeding in these black areas is real. But nevertheless, it's been manipulated. And so I'm trying to go all the way over the top here and just get people to pull outside the paradigm, see the system from outside the box, and stop it. I want to give out the toll-free number. We've already heard from a bunch of Ferguson residents. We've heard from my reporters. We've heard from other reporters. We've heard from geopolitical analysts and cultural analysts on this. I want to hear from police and military, National Guard, regular Army. Did we or did we not write articles on July 17th, weeks before this started, saying prepare for race war and a stage race war? In fact, if you want to find where I said it, go back to July 17th in the first hour, because I did this video report and I got Watson to write the article. I mean, I'm not bragging, but my name should be on that article, because I was so concerned about this that I worked with Paul to write that article. I shot the video report. I broke it all down and had my reporters cover it. I said the next shoe to drop is black on white stage race war run by the Justice Department. And I said at the start of this hour, I said, I don't remember when I said it, but look it up, folks, and you'll find it. And my reporters searched race war, Alex Jones, and they found the YouTube and the Infowars.com article where I said it all. Army trains to combat black Americans. 82,000 views. It needs 50 million if we're going to stop this. In fact, at 2 o'clock today, I want to shoot another report with my predictions out of this for the Nightly News tonight. A warning to stop the race war. And quite frankly, that's what this is right now. But they are preparing 24/7 for this. Because through MTV, through the social engineering, through the Django Unchained, I know for a fact Quentin Tarantino works with the Justice Department, and that he and Robert Rodriguez meet with them and brag that they're set to get, the numbers vary, $30 million a project from the government. And that's why Rodriguez met secretly with Obama. And that's why Rodriguez is absolutely out to get me, basically, is what I've been told by high-level people from every angle of the Hollywood community here in Austin, because he is Obama. and Quentin Tarantino, I've run into him, and he looks at me, I've run into Tarantino not once but twice, and he literally begins just shaking when he sees me, and I go the other direction, because there's no point. Because imagine their power trip being part of the government. Machete, go around, kill all the white people. White people are shooting the pregnant Hispanic women. No, the Planned Parenthood's doing that. Shooting them with a scalpel right in the uterus. Why was the paramilitary police aiming guns at Josh Owens, a guy with a professional camera? See, it's all bad. It's all set up for us all to collide with each other in a race war. It's all a joke. Are we that big of suckers? I'm going to tell you again. State funding's on record. I got it pulled. You got it pulled for these race war films being put out by Rodriguez. And they've got Justice Department money. At least Rodriguez brags at parties and media events that he's getting money from Obama. That I've got the witnesses of. Don't forget, I got the script 4 months before Machete came out. And he said it wasn't a real script. Turned out it was the official final script. I'm going to say that again. The government is running these movies and TV shows. You can turn on any TV show out there. Any TV show out there. Drama, sitcom, the patriots are terrorists. So I'm going to explain how this works again, and I'm going to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us. I should get the number out for police and military. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Did I not over and over again tell you exactly what would happen? I study this 24-7. I have nightmares about this stuff. I had dreams all night about this stuff where I was trying to work this out in my head how to stop it. And I've explained this. If they turn loose the inner city folks and the illegals to burn down the country, I will be cheering the military when they put them down. And I've said this hundreds of times, not because I wanted it to happen, but because the flames will be coming my direction. And then we'll be sold on the tyranny. And then Americans that actually work and want to have a future will have to leave the nation or join with the New World Order. See, the Democrats have tried to arrest me, set me up, dirty tricks just like they're doing to Rick Perry. The Republicans never did that to me. They forced me to basically, tentatively, still say everything I believe and stand up against the Republicans when they're being bad. But they said, no, you promote guns and anti-abortion. You're a Republican. You're with them. And we're going to get you if we can. See, the New World Order forces you to choose a side. When I want to build up these communities, I want them to have freedom. But you've got to be savvy enough to understand the mind control to be able to stop it. And I don't know, quite frankly, at this point, how we stop it. Because there's too many Django Unchained. There's too many Jamie Foxes that are going to push race war. There's too many Al Sharptons. And they're all on the government payroll. And quite frankly, I've tried as hard as I can. And then so many black folks I see that are racist online are like, yeah, we're going to kill you crackers. You're all scared. You got to be kidding. Do you know how warlike the whole European culture has been forever and how many weapons and guns and bunkers are ready right now? I mean, it's a total joke. Nobody's coming to my office. Nobody's coming to my house. Nobody. I mean, give me a break. I don't have some thrill wanting to have a race war with a bunch of black people. I don't have some thrill wanting to have a race war with anybody. I don't want to have a war with the cops. I've said that 50,000 times. What does MSNBC say every time a cop gets killed? That I'm behind it and I want it. Because they know full well I'm not like Al Sharpton and the rest of these Justice Department people. I'm trying to stop it. And the proof's up on Infowars.com. We got Ron in New York as a police officer. Raul, who's Navy, Wolverine, who's National Guard. I want to hear from state police in Missouri. I want to hear from people on the ground. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. But here's some good news. Police tell Detroiters to buy guns in city torn apart by race issues and crime. That's the kind of police chief we need. And now citizens are marching in Detroit openly with their M16s. By the way, it's a black police chief. See, that's what you need is leaders that say, we're all going to stand up. You see anybody looting a business? You call the police, or if they get near you, you have a gun, you take them out. See, in Detroit, they got scores of people getting shot every week who are robbing and raping. Suddenly, the crime rate's starting to go down because so many thugs have been shot. The answer is to say, hey, you want to protest, you protest. You go out and try to loot a shop or whatever, you're going to get shot. It'll stop real quick. But see, that's not been done. They've attacked the reporters instead. They allowed looting to go on. That's now been confirmed by the state police that the Ferguson police stood down. Just like the L.A. riots, till it got out of hand. Was that on purpose? I see the hand of the Justice Department and a psyop in this big time. So we're going to come back and take your phone calls. Please don't forget that we don't even have the money to hire extra reporters and even have reporters in one spot more than a week. We need to hire more reporters. We need to hire more video editors, more news reporters. We need to go to that next level. That's why you got to get PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news subscriptions, $5.95 a month. 11 people can use it. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a year membership, you get 2 months free. Just really first-rate nightly news. Buy the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a bunch of specials running. They end tomorrow. 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. It ends at midnight tonight.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Coming up, I'm also going to break down the indictment of Rick Perry. I actually know, through a mutual friend, all the details, the arresting officer of have the Travis County District Attorney. And it's just incredible that it's state law shows that the governor has veto power and can cut off county funding over an office if you get a boss hog like this woman. And they've now indicted the governor. They're indicting a bunch of other governors and people. The Democrats are going after everybody. Rosemary Lindbergh spitting on police. Looked like she was Linda Blair from The Exorcist, literally. And then wouldn't step down and said, I can drink, I can do whatever I want, as she runs DWI prosecutions. And they say in Travis County, you criticize the Democrats, they'll just have you arrested. And now Rick Perry's got to show up to be fingerprinted. And again, people go, I thought you don't like Rick Perry for Gardasil. Of course I don't like Rick Perry for some of the things he's done. But if we just let the Democrats just arrest all the Republicans, we're going to be in Nazi Germany, folks. They've been going after Dinesh D'Souza, the Tea Party with the IRS. The point is, this is dangerous. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Ron in New York, police officer. Raul in California, Navy. Jim in Ohio, deputy sheriff. Wolverine, National Guard. Phil in New Jersey, retired special ops. We're going to go to all of you. And if you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in, either former police and military or current, to give your take on what I'm breaking down. But the National Guard's coming out tonight. We're going to have reporters there. What happens if people get shot? Even if the cops are getting shot at, they shoot back. The controlled media will sell it like riots are needed, and then it's racially based, and then riots will pop up everywhere, and anyone defending themselves will be called racist. And then you see what all the armored vehicles are for. This is Obama's crisis. I predicted it. There'll be even other crises. This is how they try to bring in a permanent state of emergency. Ron in New York, what's your take on this as a police officer?
Hello, how you doing, Alex? Good afternoon. I'm a retired detective. I just want to let you know, by them not coming to a conclusion with their case, they're inflaming things even more and more. I'm sure the investigation process was done, and they need to just bring it out in the forefront. They bring it out in the forefront, then all this stuff is going to stop. You know, like I said, it's like a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. They just need to say, you know, what went down between the police officer and Mike Brown, and then this will all be over as far as, like, you know, in my opinion.
I agree that that would help, and I respect that view because you've obviously lived through it. But overall, how bad do you think it'll get if people get shot? Let's say, if, you know, 10 protesters get shot, 3 or 4 of them die.
It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, you know, in this country. You know, and like I said, that's the last thing, you know, we want to see is, you know, race war. You know, I happen to be, you know, I'm African American male. Like I said, you know, I did 20 years in the police force. Like I said, this is just, you know, a time bomb, you know, waiting to explode. And also another thing is, like, one big thing that I had what the Ferguson police chief did on Friday was with, you know, releasing that videotape with Mike Brown. You know, like you said, you know, as you stated, it had nothing to do with, you know, with him being shot. And I think that even inflamed things even more, you know, but that's just
me. Sure. I mean, it's an attempt to demonize Brown, but you can also see the perspective and say, look, he's dangerous. He's roughing people up. This fits into the officer's story that indeed this happened. Then that goes to the issue, just like the former police officer I had in here last week, constitutional lawyer, why aren't all the police wearing cameras?
You're right. I agree with you. You know, police officers should be, you know, wearing cameras because, you know, some of them do lie. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, just like in the regular world, you have good cops.
Sure, but if he's telling the truth, it'll show Michael Brown attacking him.
Well, but Alex, to me, is it justification to shoot him 6 times as far as them being unarmed?
I mean, obviously, we've got cases of police shooting innocent people all over the country. I'm just saying having a race war isn't going to fix any of it. But no, I hear you. More calls coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.